And when you think of Rock Hill, you can look at the Ray family. Toy Ray joins us here. And Toy, you and your family, y'all have been such a big part of just who Rock Hill is over the years.
Well, thank you for saying that. You're mighty kind. But there were a lot of people that helped Rock Hill get where it is today. So Mother happened just to be the cheerleader.
Well, she was a really great cheerleader and really helped to put Rock Hill on the map in the state of South Carolina and beyond. I mean, there were people throughout the country who, of course, knew Betty Jo Ray, Rock Hill's former mayor. And, of course, it trickles down from the top, and you've got still that giving spirit and so involved with our Toys for Happiness campaign.
Well, I think that's so important. I think that's one thing both my parents instilled in us is giving back to the community. And there are a lot of different ways we give back to the community, whether it's Pathways, whether it's Toys for Happiness, all the different things. Christmasville, as you know, we just rolled off that. but just a lot of different things. Come see me. So it's a lot of things that are going on in Rock Hill.
Well, Toy, what's so special here being in Santa's Secret Warehouse is the fact that he gave you the keys, so you must be on the nice list.
Well, I hope so.
Well, what's very special is Santa reached out and he said he needed, you know, it's giving in all shapes and forms, whether it's financial, whether it's through in-kind, and certainly to make his warehouse work, the tables here are all donated through your kindness, and I know Santa really appreciates
it. Well, thank you for saying that, because we've been involved now probably over 20 years at least, so it's just such a wonderful cause, and I have a chance to speak to Santa over the weekend, and he was most impressed. And so I know this is the Southern Warehouse, so he was really excited. But being down here is wonderful, and seeing all the things that are going on, talking to Karen and all the different people that help, and particularly all of y'all. It's a wonderful thing that all the families that are touched in our community. I mean, you said, I think earlier, about 1,200 families. I mean, that's amazing.
At minimum.
Yeah, 1,200 bags. And that's, again, right now, we know it will continue to increase. And again, people see the boxes, the Toys for Happiness boxes scattered all around town. We fill that full of toys. Our gnomes go around, pick it up, drop it off here at the warehouse. Karen Duran and her volunteers organize and sort. And then those boxes go back, and it's just constant filling up and dumping and filling up and dumping.
Right. Well, one of the things y'all said this morning was that there was a real need for 1 and 2 year olds. And so I was just talking to Karen to see what, I'm not having a 1 or 2 year old. I don't know exactly what that entails, but things like that, just that you need. And so I was just talking to her about some of the things that, you know, we can get out and get for you.
Baby and toddler books.
Yep. So we were just over there looking at some of those toys. That table for those 1 and 2 year olds, it's pretty bare. Those are, for the most part, pretty easy to shop for, it sounds like. And the harder ones are the ones that are a little up in age, the 10 to 14 year olds, for both the boys and girls. But just looking around, you've got Stanley cups, you've got crossbody bags, you've got all kind of art kits, you got Nerf guns and Legos.
Right.
I'm the age that I am, and if I get Legos for Christmas, I'm good to go. I'm like, I'm good.
They'll keep them busy.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, one of the biggest things with my grandsons, these magnetic tiles.
Oh, yep.
Those things are fantastic.
Now, what are those?
Well, they're like a larger Lego, but they have magnets around the edges, and they come in different shapes, squares, triangles, and they kids stay, I mean, they're mesmerized for hours with the things.
Is it like building a mini construction house? Legos?
Yeah. Because it can be flat and you can build it 3D as well.
Very cool.
Yeah, that is really cool. Yeah. That and the kinetic sand, which allows the sand kind of stays connected,
right?
So you don't have it spilled everywhere. Right. And I know families really enjoy that
and
for
the
most part.
I think I see a box of that over there. Yeah. But again, it's the creative minds, these toys, these arts and crafts, the music, the athletics. That was something we were sharing earlier. You both have kids that were in athletics. Anything here can change someone's life for the better.
Right. Well, excuse me, go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say, too, it's just the larger area that you cover now, Chester and Lancaster counties, as well as York County. So that's been a huge change, so I'm glad that all that has worked.
So, Toy, as long as I've known you, I don't think I've ever understood the background of your name, Toy. So when Christmas came around as a kid and they said, what to get Toy for Christmas, were you confused as a kid? It's like, what?
Toy.
So what is the history behind your name?
Let me tell you the history behind it. My great-grandfather, James C. Ray, had a lady that worked for their family, and they lived down on the McCosh House down on Black Street. That's the oldest brick house in town. And he was nicknamed by her, her little toy, T-O-Y. And then my grandfather, James C. Ray, they nicknamed him that. They skipped it over my father and then nicknamed me Toy. So we didn't want to have so many toys.
Oh, I love it.
That's where it came from, just a family nickname. And then I have a son, Copeland, James Copeland Ray the fourth, and James Copeland Ray the fifth, but neither one of them a nicknamed Toy. So
you let it stay with you, right?
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't raise any eyebrows in the South, but when I go to Chicago or Detroit, they can't. Oh, what in the world? Hey, Troy, T-O-Y-E, T-O-I. They don't know, you know, what the heck.
So. Oh, man.
Well, us Southerners with our names.
Yeah.
Nicknames for sure. Well, you cannot have enough toys, and by that I mean Toy Ray, but you also need a lot more toys right here at the Secret Warehouse for Toys for Happy.
Well, what they said was, and when I was chair or president of the board for Christmasville, how appropriate. Toy?
Yes.
Christmasville? I mean, there we go.
Talk about good branding there.
A match made in heaven. Well, his name is Toy Ray. He is with Gala Affairs, a big part of our community. His family just really loves our community, pours into it, and he gives it right back. So, Toy, here's to a very Merry Christmas, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.